What is the word, y'all? This is Devontae. This is Reaper Motivation. And y'all now tuning in to the Reaper Motivation Podcast, the most dangerous podcast in the world. I ain't gonna really call it that. I just wanna throw that in there. I thought that sounded cool whenever I hear that. But this is the motivational self-improvement podcast. I appreciate y'all for joining me. And today, I wanted to get a little bit away from the book, like I said in the last podcast, and I wanted to talk to y'all about, at this point, when I put this out, it might be kind of old. We'll see. Probably is going to be old. But, so DJ Academics made some statements about Regine Carter, and it was the whole, how girls want street niggas until they get in trouble and all that stuff and stuff, and it ruffled a lot of feathers. And I saw a lot of crazy opinions about it. People getting mad. I think people just don't like the Academics. Like, he's like the dude that everybody likes to pick on. So they go at him. And this is actually something I was going to speak about a while ago. But this whole bad boy thing, right? So I want to start this conversation off with saying I don't give a fuck a half and an extra fuck on the side about anybody's preference. I do not care. Let me emphasize that again. I do not care. If I see a girl on Instagram say, I won't date a dude unless he's worth $300,000 and has 4 Lambos and can swim and can do the funky chicken while killing a bear, I don't give a fuck what they say. You have your options and your choices. The thing about this whole bad boy thing is I feel like dudes get very upset about the idea that they may have to be a bad boy to get a girl. But I want to emphasize this. You do not have to be anything you don't want to be for anybody. Period. Y'all need to see, the thing is, a lot of men now don't think highly of themselves. And what I mean by that is, you don't, in your heart of hearts, you don't believe that who you are as an individual is good enough to get somebody. And that is the reason why you see these dudes get on these comments and be so upset with these women's preference. I wanna flip this out the other way, right? If you was to hear a dude, right, say he doesn't like Asian girls, would you be upset? Fuck no. You don't care. That's his preference. Who cares? You would not care at all. If you was to meet a girl that said she doesn't like pizza, would you care? No. Like, you don't like pizza? You don't like pizza. Who gives a fuck? But it's the fact that someone's saying, you know, I don't date short guys, and you're insecure about being short already, that just strikes a nerve. So you care about that. It's already affecting your psyche. So accepting your insecurities and accepting that people have preferences is going to be the most important thing for any dude, right? So that's why before I got into this whole bad boy thing, you need to accept your insecurities. I feel like a lot of dudes, when they were in high school, were mad at the dudes that were bullies and shit. Or maybe they got bullied. And when they get older and see these girls fucking with these dudes that was bullies to them, they feel a way about that. So when a YFN Lucci gets a girl like Regine Carter who's really beautiful, they like, man, here they go. They always get the best. And they're dickheads. Fuck them. So they get mad about that. Now, that being said, right, getting into this actual bad boy idea, why are bad boys like? All right. Bad boys are like because women want to feel protected. This is a dangerous ass world. In my book, Tenacious Rose, which is now available on Amazon, go cop that if you have not. I spoke about being as deadly as possible. The reason why I spoke about that is because people are pussifying this generation so much in the hopes that the world becomes softer, but it's not. I'm in the military right now. I'm in the Marine Corps. the Marine Corps now, and I always, you know, every generation of Marines say, oh yeah, this my generation wasn't this soft and this isn't this soft. I wholeheartedly believe every generation of Marines will say this is the softest. Even this generation of Marines currently will say this is the softest, most pussified Marine Corps of all time. Like it is ridiculous. Like you can't even correct the Marine without potentially getting in trouble. Now, that being said, no matter how soft they choose to make the military, no matter how many stress cards they don't got stress cards in the Marine Corps, I think it's just the Navy. But no matter how many stress cards, anything like that, you making the military softer will not stop an enemy from shooting at them. The world won't get any softer. War won't get any better. But you're going to make these people softer in the hopes that maybe somehow that makes everyone else be like, well, they're pretty nice. We should be nice to them too. That's not how the world works. So when you know how dangerous the world is and can be, if you are a woman, you're small, or you know what I mean, you don't have that, they don't have testosterone, so they're not as apt to violence as we are. You want a man that can protect you all the time, man. Oh my goodness, I just so many stories of men doing the softest shit. And I there was one time, I think when I was in high school, in the town I was in high school, that there was a girl, she was with her boyfriend at her apartment at the time. Her ex boyfriend broke into their house with a knife. The boyfriend ran out the crib. The boyfriend ran out the crib, left his girl, and the girl's ex stabbed her, and he went to go get the cops. Do you know how, bro, it's not funny, but do you know how soft you gotta be to run out on your shorty? To run away, real life, she stayed and you did the race. Shout out to TK, free TK. You did the race. Bro came in that joint with a knife. You said, fuck a beat. I was trying to beat a case. But I ain't beat that case. Bitch, I did the race. That's what you did. You did the race. You skedaddled up out of there. You gotta go. Told Shorty, I got a blast. And she ain't getting poked up like Amari Stoudemire. My bad, I shouldn't have made that joke. But, like, legit, though, bro. That is ridiculous. So, when you see shit like that happen, I honestly, wholeheartedly, I understand why girls would want a dude that's dangerous. Now, here's the thing about that, right? Everything in this world has a consequence. Everyone in this world suffers consequences, but the only ones who have been sold by social media in, you know, the current world, the only ones who seem to think there is no consequence to whatever they do are modern day females. For whatever reason. Not all, but some. The consequence to dating a wife and Lucci, the consequence of dating a dope boy, the consequence of dating a drug dealer or a gangbanger or whatever the case may be, you are now subjugated to bad boy life, to gangster life, to drug dealing life, to gangbanging life. So, when I see girls on TikTok that are paralyzed because they were with their gangbanging boyfriend and they shot that fucking car up, do I feel bad? Absolutely. That's sad. That poor girl won't walk again. But is that a consequence of her deciding that, hey, I'm going to deal with a gangbanger? Yes. Let me ask you this. Do y'all feel bad when y'all see a gangbanger who can't walk no more? You may be like, damn, that's crazy. But you don't be like, that's so sad. Nah, he was a gangbanger. You like, hey, bro, you chose that life. If you ask him, he'll say he chose that life. If you ask that girl, I guarantee she ain't going to say that shit. She going to say, I didn't choose this life. Yes, you did. You dated a gangbanger, wasn't you? How many of y'all know girls that date gangbangers and all of a sudden she dating the blood. This she been wearing red all week. She don't even like the color red. She been rocking red all week long. She Cardi B in the flesh. Got the fucking bandana shit in her hair. Oh, they done shot the club up. Now all of a sudden, now they done shot your car up. Now all of a sudden, you know, Gaines is whack. Now you want you a doctor. Hold on, Gaines. What happened to... What about Montez? He with the ops, bro. He got the 30 on him. Don't you like dudes with 30? Am I bugging? That ain't what you like no more? 30s ain't cool no more? Oh, because they shooting the club up. I mean, they shooting at your car up. Right? There's consequences behind your actions. So, when DJ Academics says he finds it funny that she left YFN Lucci as soon as he gets a RICO charge, I understand. Because this is you not accepting the consequence of what comes with your actions. You decide, you wanted to get with bro. Now, is YFN Lucci probably a dope dude? Probably. I don't know. I don't know the motherfucker. You know, he might be the coolest dude ever. I saw an interview with him on, I think it was Vlad TV. He seemed like a pretty chill dude. I don't know. Who knows? But, that being said, I'm not going to date a porn star because I know there could be a possibility that one day I might just be scrolling through my phone and see her eating some dick up. That isn't mine. Is anyone gonna feel bad for you if you date a porn star? You like, I caught my girl eating some dick. Bro, you dating a porn star. Obviously. That she gets paid for that. That's her job. But you know what? If you picked her, what that shorty say on the Dr. Phil, if you picked her, you better stand beside her. That's yours. That's mine. And I'm gonna stand beside him. That's, yeah. You hold it down, bro. You made that choice. So if someone criticizes a woman for not sticking by somebody who they was so-called in love with, who they knew was a street motherfucker before they got with them, yeah, you should be subjugated to people like, yo, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy. So, but you know what? They going to Academics. Now, I know some of it was partially because I think he called her a bitch. I don't remember. I didn't read. Yeah, he did or something like that. Or I don't think he said it in a derogative way. But, like, they were mad about that. But I know in the comments they was just talking about they were mad that he was calling around. Nah. Hell no. Nah. Ain't no feeling bad, bro. Look, you picked that. That was your choice. You said you wanted a gangbanger. You know, bro got beef with Young Thug. And she probably was like, oh, yeah, that's lit. You know, Lil Wayne, I don't think he actually ever was a gangster, but, you know, he portrayed himself as that. She probably just was attracted to that idea. Now, as far as in our community, right, gangsters are portrayed as, like, they're glorified. In dating and in family life, they're just glorified. I'm going to say this, and this goes back to, like, preferences, but if you're a dude, you should not even want, like, I'm gonna be honest, me personally, right? And I've dated women who used to like that, bad boys and shit like that. First and foremost, I'm in a mind state right now. This is the reaping motivation, this is the reaping mentality, this is my brand. The brand is goals, right? I'm thinking about generational wealth. I'm thinking about owning homes. I'm thinking about careers. I'm thinking about investing in stock market and all these other things. Where in any of the shit I'm talking about, where in that spectrum would fit a gangbanging fucking lifestyle? And where would I want, and why would I want a female who's infatuated with the fact that her boyfriend gets shot at? That's not my life. And if you are still in the mindset of a 15-year-old girl trying to ride on the back of a fucking motorcycle with a gangbanger or some shit, you don't fit anywhere in this. And I'm gonna be so real. I'm gonna keep it such a buck. If y'all have ever dated girls who are hardcore on bad boys, they're not very interesting. Matter of fact, the immature thinking that they got when you talk to them is like, God, this isn't it. This bitch is stupid. This is ridiculous. She done said period 8 times in the last 5 minutes. All I was talking about was tacos, and she done said period 8 times. This is out of pocket. That's what you're gonna get. That's what you're gonna get when you get these little, you know what I mean, these hood, these bunnies. And then I'm not even gonna say hood bunnies. A lot of them, like, you, like, there's a lot of, like, preppy girls that like Bad Boys. And like I said, I've met a lot of women that are attracted to me that don't care that I don't shoot at motherfuckers for a living. Now, that being said, I am in the Marine Corps. I do fight a lot for fun. I am, you know, I do grappling and shit like that. I got guns and all this other shit. But so maybe the whole Bad Boy spectrum isn't that much of a problem, because I think women still kind of feel safe with me. But at the same time, that none of this shit means I'm doing nothing crazy with it. I don't go out beating motherfuckers like Batman. I don't be shooting my AR at motherfuckers. I don't do any of that. As a matter of fact, the last fist fight I got into that wasn't, like, you know, in martial arts base was, when was it? 2017? Yeah, 2017. I mean, I thought I've been in a lot of fights in my life, but all that was when I was a kid. But as an adult, I don't know. I don't be out there fighting and shit. Fuck no. Because I understand what comes with that. And guess what? No one is going to boohoo about my consequences if I got to go through them. So what I would say about this whole situation is, if you are somebody, bro, if you're not trying to be a drug dealer or anything like that, you don't have to be. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do to impress another motherfucker, especially not a female. Because there are millions of other girls who do not care, or who don't prioritize that. So I don't even understand why that shit is such a, like, I don't even, like, you say that and it goes right over motherfucker's head. They only want Bad Boys. Nigga, who cares, fo? Who gives a fuck? Like, in real life, who gives a fuck? Give a fuck what you like. I don't give a fuck what you think you like. This is who I am. You don't like it, get the fuck on. Those are your options right then and there. Boom. Ain't even nothing else to talk about. This is who I am. You don't like it, get the fuck on. That really is the attitude you should have in general. You'll get that if you get on your purpose. Trust me. The more you start, the more things start hitting, you start feeling confident, you're going to be like, take what it is or get the fuck on. Those are your options. I ain't chasing a goddamn thing about me. For damn sure, anybody start go shooting up blocks and selling drugs and scamming and shit just to get you attracted to me. Get the fuck out of here. The fuck out of here. Hell no. That is the highest dub. You got me. What? No. The fuck on. So just accept that not everyone's gonna like you, bro. And again, and all that, you know, they got it lit right now. That shit is short lived. I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of dudes who was Bad Boys back in the day who I guarantee they wish they was nerds now. Niggas in jail, niggas broke. Went to school, all of them. A lot of them. Like, back when them teachers used to be like, you gonna wish when you was older that you was one of these nerds. They wasn't lying. Well, I don't know about no nerds, but that you was one of the ones that was paying attention to school and shit, they was not capping. Trust and believe. I'm seeing that now, and I'm not even, in my standards, doing bad for myself, but I could have been doing a lot better had I taken school seriously. But I was focused on the wrong shit. So yeah, this was a short one. I didn't want to go too crazy about it. But yeah, man, this is Devontae's Remotivation. Y'all leave that shit alone. You know, they gonna want what they want, but you know, you are who you are. So fuck them. And remember, Tenacious Rose out now. Go pick that up on Amazon. You did.